the hallway. It was Monday morning, and the weather was still frosty. I went out of my house for the first time in 2 days. I breathed and felt great. The store is very near to my place. It only took me a 7-minute walk to get there. The supermarket has a very central location where people can all see if they pass the street. Cars and trams drive. People walk and ride bicycles to the street continuously. I remembered the last time I walked into an Asian store was in 2020. Back then, my friend needed to buy some rice paper, so we went there. It was not me wanting to buy something from the store. I suddenly realized I haven't made Vietnamese food for a while. Having stood in front of Asia shopping, I did not forget to take my mask out of my pocket and wear it. The smell of car engines on the big road made me a little bit overwhelmed, even though it was still early in the morning. It was a windy morning, I must say, because I could feel the wind through my neck and my sleeves. I could not hesitate to go into the store. The moment I entered the store, I knew that it was an authentic Asian supermarket in Europe. Every Asian supermarket has these traits: narrow aisles, dense items on the shelves, unpacked cartons on the walking way, and most of all, it's the unique smell combined from different types of sauces bottles. The combination of fish sauce, sweet sauce, soya sauce, chili paste, chutney, and so on. This smell appears in every Asian supermarket, and it is difficult to figure out what exactly it's inside. But it was definitely not a pleasant smell. However, I was quite happy that the smell was there because I immediately thought of a market in Hanoi, where I was born and raised. My mother used to drive me on her scooter to the market every day to buy groceries and household items. It was an open-air market, but because everything was sold there, and the way to walk through was also very small, the smell combination was not so pleasant, if not stinky. I would never forget the combined smell of raw fish, raw meat, living eels in buckets, vegetables, and also herbs. There they sold everything.